So I'd like us to ask ourselves to collectively, together, as we did so much sharing now, in energy, in words, in feelings, in emotions, in love, in stories that we had, experience that we had, epiphanies that we had, history that we had, and everything that brought you to this space right now, I'd like us to consciously, together, go into our hearts, through our breath, through our aloha, aloha, and together as ohana, as family, feel our joined hearts together, generating one coherent field as we are sitting in each one's energy fields, each one's merkaba, each one's vehicles of light, your souls, your multidimensional being of light that is generated from your DNA. So take breaths, allow yourself to open up again, collectively, consciously, through your oversoul, higher self, and all that is that make up who you are. Breathe and allow yourself to love yourself, to let spirit right now wash you with love, wash you with aloha, wash you with divinity, wash you with kindness, appreciation, honoring and sacredness, benevolence and deep peace, beauty and joy, harmony and balance, healing, knowingness, understanding, magnificence. That spirit is you too, because we are all part of the ocean of love, unconditional love, God, Creator, the divine, the Elohim. Breathe that into you. As in multidimensional way, the ancestors of the land are standing with you, hugging with you, and all around you, above you, below you, and all around you, congratulating you for the light that you are carrying, for the light that you bring when you go back to your homes, to your families, to your communities, to your friends and co-workers. Just by your presence alone, you create change, solutions, opportunities for others to feel and integrate into their lives without sometimes saying even one word. Just your presence alone emanates and invokes the power of love, the power of light, the power of your true soul, the true essence of our being. From your neshama, your soul. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot.
Our message will be brief. It is simply a reminder That beauty is all around you all the time. Beauty is before me. Beauty is behind me. Beauty is on each side of me. Beauty is above me. Beauty is below me. Because I see the beauty of the Creator within me, I walk in beauty. And may my path of beauty spill into the life of every single person I meet, even if I do not say a word. It'll simply be a look, a smile, a hug, an embrace, a ripple of love that flows from the beauty that I walk with always. Dear Spirit, let me always walk in beauty.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It was many years ago, long before the shift occurred, long before much has happened on the planet that is in your lifetime, I gave my partner a metaphor right away. I said that all of those who start to awaken to a grander truth and discovering themselves would be like workers of light. The term light worker began to circulate, but more than that, the metaphor was the lighthouse. That each human being could be like a lighthouse. When you start to look at the attributes of the lighthouse, they all fit. It's there standing by itself, lighting a light to help others around it to safe harbor. And one of the attributes is that you don't have to know the lighthouse keeper's name, that the light is there anyway. And that when the skipper of the ship looks upon it, he doesn't look to see what color it is, or where it's from, or the culture of it, or what land it is on and who belongs to the land. He sees it as light. And in a darkened area, it then guides him and all on board his ship to safe harbor. So the humans that have that attribute of starting to awaken and learn these things are learning to be lighthouses. But suddenly, there's more. Now the attributes start to increase. And they're a little bit fun to think about. What if, as a light worker, as a lighthouse, walking around life in all the various places that you walk, what if you dropped little light crumbs? And so as you walked, your light kind of shedded off of you. And there was a trail. Maybe even a trail that would lead back to you, or perhaps lead somebody to examine that light, even after you're gone. Now that is the idea of a multidimensional attribute of a light worker. It's new, but it's true. Let me tell you something. When you leave this room and the lights are turned off and the doors are locked, whoever comes in this room tomorrow will feel what you've left here. It glows. In certain ways, the room glows. because you've been here. This is an attribute that is starting to occur more and more, and it's attractive to so many. Quite often there will be those who see the group, how it's acting, what it does, and say, well, what kind of group is this? This is asked quite often. Even though touring perhaps might be popular, especially in an area where there are things to see and be told about, you don't come up to one of those groups that has a guide and say, well, what is this group about? Because you know it's a touring group. And yet this one sticks out wherever it goes. And when this one has disbanded and you go home, that group energy remains with you. Something happened recently, and you may not believe it, but I'll tell you. O light worker, O strange one, you were at the beach. All manner of angelic forms hover around this group, around those who are interested in changing the world. All manner of entities gather where the lighthouses are. That's why I told you earlier, you're in the right place to make certain kinds of decisions. You were at the beach. Hovering over you were many, and one came down to check you out. Took the form of a woman in distress and came right to the table where you were to check you out. What would you do with a seeming unbalanced human being who was in trouble? What would you do? And there were those there who hugged her. And in effect, the entire group was hugging her because of the connection you have to each other. And you thought you had been visited by a woman in trouble who then gave you something to pass around, to hold, to see. Unusual things she gave. You might even have wondered, what is that person doing with these strange things? And then she left. Dear ones, you're never going to find her again. That was for you. Those things are still in my partner's room, and I'm instructing him to get them before your dinner so you can look upon them and feel them and feel that angel who was here. Some of you might wish to take them. There are not enough for all. But it's just as well to feel them and know that your energy was appreciated and seen that day, and you welcomed this unbalanced visitor, seemingly an angel in disguise, and you did it absolutely perfectly. And you cried with her and hugged her as the group would do. And you are seen for this and blessed for this and known for this. And even when you leave and you're apart, I want you to remember that. These kinds of things will become more evident and more, let's say, frequent as you awaken. And you start to see the other side. And the other side starts to play with you a little. Just to say, I love you. What does your light trail look like today? I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.